Before we get to today's News AF, today's podcast is sponsored by Zip Recruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? You know, funny story, a couple of years ago, Tyson and I were trying to hire another co-host for this podcast. And boy, we went through so many applications, one after the next, trying to find the perfect candidate to come in here and be a podcaster on News AF. And boy, it was so much work. You can save all that steps, because if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. Now you can with ZipRecruiter. You could post your job to 200 plus job sites, including the social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with one single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once. Watch the qualified candidates come rolling right in with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails or calls to your office. Who wants that? Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post their jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time, try it for free to go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. Hey, everybody, I'm Rob Cesternino back here with the News AF crew to talk about the most interesting news stories of the week of February 7th, 2016, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Right.
Factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF. We are back once again to talk about all of the actual factual news. None of that fake news here on News AF. Of course, joining us is our News AF team. First, from the 50th state in the union, on vacation, here still News AFing with you, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Woot woot.
Also, I want to repeat your sentiment that, is that right? Repeat your, I don't know.
Well, what sentiment was it?
Sentiment. Repeat your sentiment that we are anti-fake news on this show.
Yes. Only real news. That's right. Tyson, how's the trip so far?
Oh, dude. Do we have a few hours?
A few hours? I don't know. Well, let me introduce the eye in the sky. No hat today. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
No hat. Danny's doing well. Also, I'd like to point out the definition of fake news is slowly changing in this modern world.
Yes.
And it's slowly becoming that it's true if you want it to be true.
Yeah,
so just keep that in mind as we go forward.
Yes. And that's right. And fake news can be real if you believe it. So it's also
like religion.
Everything is up for debate in 2017. Okay. So Tyson, is the trip going bad so far?
Well, first of all, I have a sinus infection, so if I sound a little stuffy right now, a little more monotone than usual, that's why. The trip started out like too good.
It
knew it was going to catch up with. Well, Danny and Rob both imagine this.
Okay,
you have a flight at a certain time. Yes. You actually get your whole family out the door.
Yes,
in time.
Yes.
Like, you're not 15 minutes late. You're not 20 minutes late. You are on time. It's crazy. Like, I've never left the house on time with an entire family. It's mostly Rachel, but I don't want to like throw shade at her.
Well, you just did.
Well,
okay, go on. Sorry. Okay.
So we get on the freeway at 9 a.m. We drive 90 the whole way to the airport. No problem. No slow points, nothing. So now we're like an hour and a half early. So we have time to sit and relax. Usually I'm just like drenched in sweat as I'm trying to rush Bergen and the bags and Rachel to the airport.
Okay.
You know, and this time it was like, okay, I'm calm and relaxed. We got here in early enough time. We stopped and ate breakfast. Rachel got TSA pre-check at random. So she took Bergen through that. Mm-hmm. So that was super easy too. And flight leaves on time. Bergen's a complete angel on the 6-hour flight. And things started going awry when we realized that we didn't get the seats that we selected. Okay. We got put with all the other families with kids, with lap children.
Yeah.
So there's just like this little group. Yeah. So there's just like this little group of families with lap children. Mm-hmm. And some of our screaming and crying. And it's not so much that we're sitting by these people because we're these people now, but we're all the way at the very back by the very last row.
Ooh, that's
by
bad.
The toilets. And so I was like, this is really weird. Then we get to Honolulu, but we're not staying there. We're on the Big Island. So we have another flight. We had like an hour and a half wait in Honolulu, which slowly became 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
So that is the part where things really started to crumble. Bergen's still a complete angel the whole time. So none of this is blamed on Bergen. None of it's blamed on Rachel. We get on the plane. It's the same thing. We're at the very back. And there's both flights. There's aisles with two chairs. And then there's aisles with three chairs. And both times I selected the aisles with two chairs because it's like me and Rachel and Bergen can fit on one of those by ourselves. And we don't need a stranger there to like.
Yeah. Strangers are awful. Yeah.
Stupid nose into our business. And then also on that three row, the next guy was like a big fat dude, which is fine. I love big fat dudes, but
they can be funny.
Well, he looked at me like, yeah, he looked at me like, oh great. I'm sitting next to the family with a baby.
Yeah.
And we're looking at him like, oh great. We're sitting next to the fat dude. So like, I won't have an armrest and even my shoulder space is going to get encroached.
Did he sound like Danny?
Did
he close your eyes?
He didn't sound as fat as Danny does.
Yes. Okay. All right. Keep going. Let's not linger on this point.
Yeah. So then we land and we have this system, Rachel and I do, where she stays by the luggage. She goes to get the luggage and I run to the car rental place and grab the car and drive back.
Like OJ.
Yes. But this way, then we're not in line at the car rental place as everybody else has already gotten their luggage and shows up there too.
Plus you get your exercise.
Yeah. So I get there real quick, get there first in line. I get my car, and it was so quick. They didn't have me fill out anything or anything. They're just like, here's your name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm. Now go wait outside and somebody will call your name to take you to your car. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting technique. There's only one person working. So she goes through like 20 people in line and we're all waiting outside. And then she disappears and comes around the back of the building is like, first person up. So like the wait is after you have already done all the work, you have to wait like 20 minutes for your car. So at this point I'm like enraged, but trying to play it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very sweet, but we got here. Around that point, every person we bumped into, I was like, well, if I would have known it was 15 hours of travel, I would have gone in somewhere way cooler.
Are you going to write a strongly worded letter to Hawaii?
I think I might.
You guys are all settled in now. Everything is good.
Everything's good. We're settled in. Okay. It's rainy, but it's 80 degrees and it looks beautiful. So we haven't had a chance to see it in the daytime yet. So we're excited to open our eyes and look around. And right now I'm in an old phone booth in the hotel lobby.
Wow.
Because I was like, I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be using a bunch of curse words. And I need somewhere enclosed. And they're like, there's an old phone booth right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a fancy,
and they
like,
converted it into a Google Hangout booth now?
It's a Google Hangout booth now. It's actually on the outside says mobile phone privacy booth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tyson, I hope that the vacation proves worth it after all of the trouble it took to get there. Hopefully we can brighten your spirits with some of our amazing News AF stories this week.
That's why I got up in the morning.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, let's start with somebody who has become a personal favorite of mine as I've become more and more aware of her. This is the woman behind me. She's best known as the Cash Me Outside girl. She came to national prominence back in September when she was a guest on the Dr. Phil show. She was a 13-year-old girl, and she still is a 13-year-old girl, who is out of control. Her mom can't control her at all. She's the opposite of Bergen, Tyson.
Yeah,
complete opposite. Bergen
fell
asleep.
For 15 hours of flight.
Yeah, no. Megan just sat in between us. She fell asleep in my arms during the layover. It was, I was just like, and the whole time I'm just like looking at other parents whose kids are flipping out. And I'm like, I'm such a badass parent.
Mm-hmm.
When in all actuality, it's all Bergen. It's not me. And I know that in my subconscious, but like at the forefront, I'm just like, I'm a better parent than
yeah.
A
it
lot
feels
of
good
people.
To look down on other parents when your kid's doing something right for once.
Well, yeah, like the aisle behind us had two kids that were screaming the entire final flight, and Bergen slept through all of it. And I wanted to lean over to the big dude next to me and be like, not all kids are like theirs.
Right.
Obviously, I got a sleeping child in my arms, but I didn't because, you know.
Well, it's another data point in the age-old question of nature versus nurture in terms of, like, do you just get a good kid or do you raise them to be a good kid? Or if you have a kid who's going to be a problem child, are they going to be a problem no matter what? And I think that the Cash Me Outside girl is more interesting fodder for that discussion. So I want to play you the clip. I know that there's a lot of people in the audience that already are very aware about this. They've seen the memes. There's a lot of people out there who may have heard Cash Me Outside and don't know exactly where it's from. So let me go back and play you the original clip from September on Dr. Phil. And this is the young woman. I believe her name is Danielle. She is Danielle Brigioli. She is on Dr. Phil talking about what it's like to be her.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience.
That's her mom talking.
The hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
I don't know why the audience claps for that. They like being called a bunch of hoes. I guess it's like she's like Don Rickles and they're just being roasted.
Catch me outside. How about that? Huh? Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
Yeah, that's her mom, Barbara Ann, as Tyson. She is her translator. She speaks Cash Me Outside, so she knows what that means. She's obviously heard that phrase before.
Well, why does the mom? I feel like she's this girl is dependent on the mom following her around everywhere so people can understand what she's saying.
She wants a Big Mac and fries. Like your ham, Big Mac, my family. Like she said, Big Mac and fries, please, large size.
Yeah.
Everywhere the mom goes. Yeah, I mean, what a horrible job for the mom.
Yeah. Here, well, let me play the rest of the clip.
Okay.
That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
You want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not
this is. Place. She's stepping up to her mom. She's going to fight her mom also. Yes. She always wants to go outside. She has strict rules. She won't fight anybody inside. She's going to always take it. It's a very like old fashioned, gentleman's rule of, hey, take that outside. No fighting in here, young lady.
No dueling in here. If you're going to duel, make sure to do it outside.
She should carry a white satin glove that she slaps people in the face with.
Yeah. You know, maybe that with all of the Hamilton popularity, the idea of a duel to the death, Danny, do you think that that's where Cash Me Outside really has taken its origins from?
The modern day equivalent of the old school duel.
Yeah.
Cash Me Outside means, you know, come outside, we'll choose a weapon and we'll do it. I hope so. But nobody has anyone taken her up on the dueling?
Yeah,
if
I think a lot
a weapon,
of people.
Does it become more like Mad Max in the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we had the Thunderdome.
How about that?
The Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave, or two women enter, one woman leaves.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was just like a meme. Everybody like, ha, 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 laughing about it. You see her picture, Cash Me Outside. How about that? You know, people post it everywhere. But it seems like in the last couple of weeks, she's become even more and more prominent as now she has like arrived in Hollywood and is now followed around by the paparazzi. And you see her like all the time on TMZ. Danny, she was the paparazzi caught up with her. She's like coming out of a restaurant with her mom. And then she's saying to the paparazzi, hey, back off. You know, well, we are outside now. that she will fight the paparazzi. And then she's getting into like these like big like, you know, Hummer limos. And I don't really even understand who is bankrolling Cash Me Outside Girl.
Her mom. Sounds like her mom's done a lot for her.
Yeah, she's leveraged or she's got a second mortgage on the double wide. And she's going to push her kid to the top. She's going to be more popular than Honey Boo Boo.
I guess so. Tyson, though, the crazy thing, though, is that in this Dr. Phil clip, the mom is like, you know, I'm very concerned about my daughter. Danielle is really out of control. She says, cash me outside. That means she wants to fight people. When you see clips of Danielle and the mom is now a clone of Danielle. The mom is also threatening to fight everybody.
Wow. Well,
she's earned momager status, right?
Yeah, she has earned momager status, you know, and nothing ever goes wrong when a parent manages a child they think is important.
Yeah. So the reason why I bring this up today is that Cash Me Outside Girl actually was involved in another, much like you, Tyson, was involved in a airplane altercation. And that yesterday, Danielle and her mom were boarding a Spirit Airlines flight. That might have been their first mistake. When they got into a fist fight on board the flight.
Well, that's very telling. If you're flying on Spirit Air, you don't have the money to drive in stretch limos, but you do have the desire to drive in Hummer stretch limos. The people who fly Spirit want to drive in Hummer stretch limos.
They didn't even cash outside. They cashed in an airplane.
Yeah. Well, this is funny. I'm going to play the clip. This is from TMZ that one of the passengers on board the flight had a their phone going, and they were able to record the altercation with Danielle and Barbara Ann.
I have 3 college degrees, bitch. What you got?
Bro, I swear to God, bro. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Catch me outside. Obviously, that's what you said.
Catch me outside. How about that? Oh, catch me outside.
Shut up.
Is this the Cash Me Outside?
Yeah. Shut up.
Is this the Cash Me Outside girl?
No, I think that somebody was taunting her, Cash Me Outside. And that I think that just makes her go nuts. And then that she has to yell that back out. Catch me outside. And then she like dove over some seats to go and get into a fist fight. And now Danielle and her mom are banned from Spirit Airlines for life. Tyson, some would say they did them a favor.
Yeah. Now it's Greyhound bus all the way.
Frontier.
Frontier.
Allegiant.
Some would say that the punishment should fit the crime. She should be forced to ride Spirit Airlines only.
You know, the problem with being someone whose whole they're famous for a cash me outside phrase is eventually someone's going to take you up on that. Or don't you become like a public target for ridicule, and then eventually someone's going to fight you?
And she's 13.
So if you don't have
she's 13 and 90 pounds.
Yeah.
She's not imposing. She's just angry. I don't know. She is scheduled to reappear on Dr. Phil, I believe, sometime in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see what else Danielle Bregoli has up her sleeve, Tyson.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. So more on this developing story to come. Exactly where Cash Me Outside goes from here, nobody can tell. There I do have a photo of Nicole that hangs in her parents' basement, where I think that young Nicole looks remarkably like Cash Me Outside Girl.
Ooh, so do you have it to you show us right now? She's no?
Nicole doesn't let me show it to people. I'm banned from showing it to anybody, the photo of Nicole. But I'm going to ask Nicole if we can show it. I think that there is a possibility that Cash Me Outside Girl could be time traveling Nicole Cesarino. Yes.
You think attitudinal wise they're similar?
Yes.
I snapped a picture of my friend's sister
at
their house. Wow. Her playing the bagpipes in high school.
Yeah.
And I shared it on Facebook.
And how'd that go?
She didn't like it, but everybody else seemed to.
Yeah. Is Danny involved in this story? Was he an accomplice?
No. Nothing. I was out.
Tyson in high school.
Yeah, I was at my friend's parents' house. No, it wasn't in high school.
Oh.
I was at my friend's parents' house like 2 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know Tyson 2 years ago either.
And there was a picture of the daughter playing the bagpipes when she was in high school. So like a 20-year-old picture of her playing the bagpipes. And I was like, this is too good.
And she was embarrassed playing the bagpipes?
Yeah. Just because, you know, like posing for a picture with bagpipes like and a photo by Olin Mills means that you took bagpiping pretty dang serious.
And playing the bagpipes isn't a euphemism?
No, it was real. It was real bagpipes. It wasn't like Cash Me Outside style bagpipes.
Okay. Well, if everybody playing the bagpipes, be on alert if Tyson is around.
Mm-hmm. If you have photos.
Yeah. The Apostle Rotzi is going to get you.
I'll take a picture of a picture so quick you won't even know what happened.
Yeah. He'll catch you right outside. How about that?
How about that?
Okay.
She should start, like, as she gets older, she should start enunciating better.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it is, catch me outside. How about that?
Maybe she could become a modern-day My Fair Lady. Some etiquette teacher could take her under his wing and turn her into a real lady.
Yo, that could be a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we somehow pitch that real quick before?
Yeah, well, who's the etiquette teacher? Do we know anybody?
No. I lived in Switzerland for a little while next to a finishing school.
Mm, so Tyson, you could be with the Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
No. How would you like to spend every day with that girl?
Yeah.
Well, how much am I getting paid?
A lot of money, I think. I think she's loaded now.
She must be. She's driving around in a bunch of Hummer limos.
I mean, she's like coming out of like
$80 a day.
Yeah. Like the restaurants that the paparazzi are hanging out in Hollywood. She's like going to like these really like, yeah, like Nobu. She's coming out of Nobu. But she's going to fight people on the street.
Yeah, her mom's...
And she's 13.
Yeah, her mom's bankrolling her for the next couple weeks until it's all the money's gone.
I guess
you got to pinch and save on the airlines, but you got to blow it on the restaurants and the Hummer limos.
The Hummer limos, surprisingly, they're not like a hot commodity anymore.
Yeah.
So they're only a little bit more expensive than an Uber.
So you can get coupons for Hummer limos in the Sunday paper.
Yeah. And if you're getting rides and it's not during spikes or whatever that's called, that
surges,
it's real cheap. Like in Vegas, it's the same. When we went to CES a couple years ago, there was the line to get a taxi was like 3 hours long, and there was no line and there was no limo line. And I went over to the limo line. And I was like, hey, we got to get to this hotel. How much does it cost? And they're like, it's $35. I was like, how much does a taxi cost to get there? And they're like maybe 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and people are waiting 3 hours to save the $10. I was like, Rachel, we are riding in a limo. This is going to be so sick.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Baller.
Did you keep up the driver dividing window so you couldn't hear your conversation?
Yeah, we talked about him the whole time. God, that guy bugs me up. Us.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about another story about a new dating app is out there. And I'm curious to know what your opinions are of it. This was sent to us by Ciara Berkowitz, who says that Hater is a different take on relationship building based on common interest. This will match you up with people based on what you hate. So the app gives you a topic and you swipe in a direction. And then it builds a profile around the things that you hate. And so you can find out a person who hates all of the same things that you do. Danny, you hate so many things. Do you think that this would be a good way to find a mate?
I guess it makes me appealing to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hate in common with these people.
Would it be would you hate the same specific things?
Building relationships on hate.
Mm.
This is a great new concept. It totally fits the modern world.
Yeah.
I mean, now in order to realize that people hate the same things you hate, you have to go to a rally or a protest.
Right.
This takes out all of that. Now you can do it from the luxury or, you know, from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. You bring up a good point, Danny, that I feel like that people are not going to as many, you know, I guess there's some people go to rallies, but more people nowadays are going to protests. So it's like you are gathering among people that you are united against the same thing, Tyson.
Yeah, I feel like Danny is probably like it's secretly going to get on this app just to say that he hates stuff.
Yeah.
Not to match with anybody, but like this would have been a nice tool when Danny was single.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if he would have matched with Liz.
No, she doesn't. We don't really share a lot of the same hates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have hate?
You know what? Not like I do. I have like a burning hate, which by the way, has the fire of hate that's burned inside me has died down over the years.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Tyson knew me at my most hate filled, but that's kind of died down. I don't think it's a great way to build a relationship because now you have someone who bitches about the exact same thing that you do. And I feel like that would become annoying over time.
Yeah, but I think if they're extra, extra hilarious, because then you're like, I hate that thing. And then they say a funny thing about all the hate for it. And you're like, oh, I can steal that and use it around my friends.
Mm. Well, and the other thing is, how do you pick the hate that matters the most?
Well, I think you can rate like that, or I rate. I think so many different things like you could swipe left, right, up and down. Like I think down is like you really hate it. But the things that they're asking about here in these screenshots from this article are things like almond milk, acoustic guitar bro. you know, it's just like things that like I don't know how anybody even, musters up any sort of strong feeling about these dumb things.
No, you know what sets my appendages on fire? Is when someone turns right or left from the lane. Like they don't get into the left turn lane and they don't get into the right turn lane.
Oh,
they just turn left from the main lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they don't get into the turn lane right there and they slow all the way down and then they make their turn or they slow all the way down to get in the turn lane. And you're like, the turn lane is for slowing down.
I told my wife I don't swear around my kids. And she said, yeah, well, listen to yourself when you drive because I am muttering hate-filled just curse words nonstop while I drive. I mean, that would probably be the number one thing. Do you hate other drivers?
Danny, yes. You have road rage?
Not enough to actually confront someone. I'm like more of a passive road rager. I do it in the, you know, in my own vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's it. I only honk horns in special occasions.
Okay, listen to this. So the gas station was full and this guy was in the road with his blinker on to make a left turn across traffic into the gas station, but he was waiting till there was room instead of like driving past it and circling around another way or something. He was just in the middle of the road with his blinker on. I come up behind him, wait like 20 seconds as cars are like building up behind us, and then I honk at him. And he's like, he gets out of his car and waves me past. I roll the window down as he's like, I'm waiting till I can get into the parking lot there to get gas. And I was like, get off the road and put your hazards on or jam in there or drive past and find another way in or go to a different gas station. And he was like a 60-year-old man. And you could tell like he didn't like what I was saying, but he knew that I was right. So he was like, this younger but still middle-aged man telling me my business. And he's actually correct.
Too bad you couldn't tell him to cash you outside.
Yeah.
How about that? Would have had to witness that.
How about that, bro? Cash me outside, bro. Cash me outside.
Well, how about this for an idea? What if the reality show is that Danny has all this road rage, but he's afraid of confrontations with other people? So we get Cash Me Outside girl riding shotgun with Danny. And then he can go around and then be upset with all of the different traffic violations he sees. But then Cash Me Outside girl can vocalize those out the window to the person who is offending Danny.
I'm still the one that gets punched in the face through the window.
Yeah, that would only that you're going to get Karate Kidded, Mr. Miyagi'd, like through a closed
window. Yeah, someone is going to spin kick right through that window into my face because of her. This is the problem with the hate app. All it's going to do is give you you're just going to live in this toxic soup, right? You need someone sweet to balance out your sour, like yin and yang and all of that. Because really, if you have just too much hate, it's just no one wants to live in that environment.
Nobody wants to eat sour chicken as much as nobody wants to eat sweet chicken.
Yeah.
So it's just you don't want to. I can't believe my wife. It lives with me. I mean, that's part of the reason I've toned down my hate because I realized real quick, no one wants to live with someone who hates everything.
So you're suppressing it. You're just jamming it deeper and deeper.
Serenity now. Mm. And I feel like it's just not a good idea. I mean, it feels like modern relationships, you know, the glue that holds them together is hate. And I don't know if that's a good way to go, but I'm not a psychologist, so consult a scientist.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if any of our listeners get on Hater and have any positive experiences with it. I feel like that it might be, it'll be interesting to get the results on. I'm trying to think of things that my wife and I mutually hate. My wife hates so many things, so it's hard to really narrow it down.
Let me point out, I'll tell you a story that happened just two nights ago about hate. I was hating on some people in a restaurant, and it brought my wife to tears. And then the restaurant owner came by, and he was concerned that I was mentally abusing her. And I thought, I said, no. I'm just hating on some people, but my hate was so strong.
Wait, what do you mean you were hating on people? Like, you were making fun of people so much that your wife was crying?
Yeah, I was making fun of some people in a situation, and I was just oozing. I could tell I was on a roll, right? Okay. And these are people close to her. And she's nice and she's sweet and she started to cry. And that's why, I mean, you need someone sweet who cries to make you kind of like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be such a dick. Whereas if you have two people who hate, it's like slowly building like a volcano that's going to erupt and just bury everyone you know.
Ripping someone to shreds so badly that Liz was just crying about this?
Yeah, she started crying at an Indian restaurant, and the owner stopped by. Yeah, Daniel
came over and was like, Liz, do you need help? Yes. If you need help, blink twice.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. I said, no, I'm not yelling at her. I am just coming down hard on somebody she knows. And so
she needs to hear it.
She does. Wow. That is what I said. She needs to hear it because she's too nice. But that's why it balances itself out. She kind of exposed how big of a dick I am by the opposite of her sweetness. Whereas two hate-filled people, it would have spiraled out of control in that restaurant.
He would have had to cash everyone else.
Yeah. Pretty soon we would have had to cash out the people next to us who were giving us, they were staring at me.
Was Daniel, do you think he thinks less of you now, or are you like resolved the issue?
No, my wife started laughing. She said, you were so defensive. You look scared, like you were about to be accused of a crime. I said, yeah, I didn't. I've got a woman crying across from me. Of course, everybody thinks the worst.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's
it does not look good. It did not look good.
Rachel, whenever we leave Arizona from her family, like she'll start crying uncontrollably at like some point in the trip home.
It doesn't look good, Tyson.
And I'm just like, please not here. Like, I understand you miss them, but I'm going to have some tough guy come up and break my nose because you're crying and I'm with you in public right now. Like, maybe. I didn't cause the tears. I'm supportive of the tears, whatever, but you can't sob in the diner on the side of the road on the way home because that's when
reflects poorly on you.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get the Cash Me Outside girl to kind of run a boot camp for our wives to toughen them up.
Well, no, I don't want to. My wife can abstain.
You don't want a tougher wife?
No, I need a less tough wife.
Oh, maybe she should be the teacher and then she'll get some of the students will also do some teaching.
Mm, maybe. Oh, so she's running the boot camp. And then hopefully
it was a soft heart. Her heart grew three sizes that day.
Maybe. You know, I like it.
It sounds like the Cash Me Out girl will be basically the equivalent of a Victoria's Secret model on this hater app.
Mm.
Right?
She hates everything.
She'll be casting a wide net with her, a wide net of hate.
Yeah. Although, again, she's just 13. So I believe it's highly improper for her to be on any dating apps.
What do you think?
She talks like she's like 45.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
She is only 13, Cash Me Outside girl.
What do you think her peers and classmates at juvenile detention think of her fame now?
Oh, I think she's probably a bad influence. I think everybody is like, hey, if I can, be wild now. Yeah, everybody. I can get on Dr. Phil, too.
You guys know Dr. Phil isn't a real doctor, right?
Pretty sure he is, Tyson.
Oh, he is now?
Yeah.
After he got accused of it so many times, he went out and got a doctorate of archaeology or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Something easy?
I think so.
Okay.
So we'll see. But yeah, but this, yeah, Cash Me Outside, I think she's just like really inspiring, you know, young women all over the country. Let's talk about a an incident that happened in Paramus, New Jersey at a Target where, have you ever been to these Targets and they have like these giant cement balls?
Our Target does.
Yeah, it does. I don't really know what they're for. Are they, is this like stopping somebody from like driving a truck at the Target?
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I think so.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like other stores are nearly as concerned about this, Tyson, as Target.
No, other stores are. Other stores have like pipes and stuff in, coming out of the cement. These guys just tried to do go more decorative with the giant red balls.
Okay. Well, apparently what had happened was somebody like backed into one of these giant red cement balls in a parking lot, and then it started rolling through the street a la Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay. So far, so good.
So far, so good. There's actually a video, which is like a pinball machine of this thing, like, you know, swerving through the streets, hitting cars, like people swerving out of the cars. It's very exciting.
Wow, that's crazy. I would have, if I were the maker of the cement red ball, I would be so proud that it was circular enough that it actually got rolling.
Yeah. In hindsight, would a big cement square have been a better way to go?
Yeah, that's going to do more damage to the car if that gets rolling.
You need a pretty steep hill to get a square rolling.
What, it's like some giant like playing craps? How is the giant cement square rolling around?
I don't know. I'm just saying that those corners would do a lot more damage to a vehicle.
If I guess they would be jagged. I guess also if like a person like fell over and like could scrape themselves.
If there's a sharp corner, my kid's in search of it. Looking to trip right
in front of it. They'll bang their face on it somehow.
Danny, what would be the best geometric figure to put to stop trucks from driving into department stores?
Well, I think if you're talking about trucks, if you got a phallus shape pole, it's going to stop them, you know, because just nobody wants to touch it.
Standing up erect or like facing.
Yeah, either way, it's just the truck driver is going to be so terrified of touching it with his car. He's going to keep well clear of it.
Yeah.
Why can't you just do like a single cement wall?
Well, controversial, Tyson.
Yeah. But back then, it wasn't a popular idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you could have a gate at that point, but I think you're also going to stop people from going into Target.
I tell you what, if I saw this big red ball rolling around, I would drive my car directly into it.
Why? It's heavy. It's like 2 tons.
No, here's why. First of all, my car is a pile of junk. It's a 97 Toyota that smells horrible. Tyson can testify. Tyson.
True.
Does it smell horrible?
Yeah. I mean, it's got a lot of
garbage on the floor.
Well, does it smell so bad that Cash Me Outside would not sit in the car with Danny and yell at other people that are in traffic?
No, it smells like her car's at home.
Yeah.
But, Danny goes and does all his physical activity, and then he gets in his car and sweats it out, you know?
So I would drive my truck straight into it for two reasons. One, I look like a hero, but really my intentions were totally selfish. I just wanted someone to pay to get me a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And a big red ball, someone's responsible for that. That's not some cause of freak of nature.
Well,
not someone. Target.
No. Right. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because the woman who this ball hit her car caused $3,500 worth of damage, she can't get Target to pay for it. That Target says we're not paying, that we are not liable. The person that backed into the giant red ball needs to be the person to pay for the damages.
That's not true. I've got three lawyer brothers. I'm sure they could put together a case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's taking them to small claims court.
Yep.
My mom was parked at her restaurant once and ice fell off the roof onto the hood of her car and dinged the whole hood up, and the restaurant paid for the damages.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a responsible restaurant. But I think that I would ram it just because it's one of those rare situations where you can look like a hero, but secretly you did it for super selfish reasons.
Yeah. Hey,
so Danny, if there was some giant object rolling down the street of your town, you would have the presence of mind to say, I need it to crash into my car so I can get paid. Cash me outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cash
I think that
me.
The goal is to try and hit it before somebody else comes up with the idea.
So this is like some sort of like lucky lotto Powerball that's rolling through the street.
Yeah, but it also depends on your car too, because if you have a brand new sweet car, you don't want to risk it. But if you have like, a old beater truck that Danny has, he's like, I know I'm going to at least be able to get $1,500 for this.
Well, this woman can't even get $3,500 for her Rogue that got smashed up.
A Rogue? Is that a, what is
it? Nissan.
It's a Nissan.
Yeah.
Oh, huh. I was going to say maybe it was a Pontiac, and you know they don't make those anymore, so it's like hard to get.
Yeah, this is an antique car.
Collectors.
It's a collector. The Firebird. I'm sure the Firebird is a collector's item.
Okay.
Well, Saturns are collector's items too. You want to hold on to any Saturn and any Pontiac that you have.
Yeah. Do you think that this is going to be a thing, Tyson, like cow tipping, that you'll see like all these like punk teenagers, Cash Me Outside and her friends are going to all get together and get like 50 kids to start like dislodging these target balls?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think that if I were the lawyer for this case, I would say if the ball is intended to stop cars from driving through and a truck bumps it and that's enough to dislodge it, then you didn't fasten it well enough for it to even do its job. If you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever you do in court, just don't ask Target to try and put the ball back on the post.
Yeah.
They won't
don't do
it.
That. They'll be like, oh, it just keeps falling off. Obviously, this isn't our ball.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's going to be like the glove doesn't fit. You must quit.
Yeah, exactly.
So Target is going to claim this was not their giant red cement ball?
Well, I know, but it could have come from anywhere and it doesn't sit on the pole right, so it can't be theirs.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true.
Your Honor, clearly this is like some giant Patch Adams nose that just got loose. This is not our cement ball. Case closed.
Boom.
Okay, we'll see. If we have updates on this case, we will be sure to bring them to you. Valentine's Day is coming up next week. And of course, Valentine's Day is February 14th every year. And Hooters has a special Valentine's Day promotion.
Of course they do.
Here's what they're doing. If you order 10 wings on February 14th, and then either tear up or burn a photo of your ex, they will give you an extra 10 wings for free. Tyson, this sounds like a dangerous idea.
Why is that?
Well, again, I don't know if it's only men, but I think it speaks more to men than to, you know, get women to come to Hooters and rip up pictures of guys. But it just seems like that we are establishing of like, okay, bring in a picture of your old girlfriend. Let's rip it up. Let's burn it. I feel like that we're sort of like beginning a unproductive and unhealthy conversation with this customer about women.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, it would be interesting if like a guy took a guy's photo in there. And I think that a lot of people are going to also abuse this by going in and just taking a picture out of a magazine, like the guy with like the thick glasses, and he pulls out like obviously a magazine cut out of Giselle.
Yeah.
Okay, it got like words on the, it has words on the back.
Yeah. And he rips it. And they're like, okay, you get your 10 free wigs, because they don't care. They're making money. You know, those chickens are like a dime a dozen nowadays and they charge $10 a plate or whatever.
Right.
Also, yeah.
So you bring in this photo of your ex and the Hooters waitress, like, oh, who's that? That's my ex. This is what happened. She cheated on me and blah, 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 blah. And now we're going to rip up the picture and then we're going to burn the photo. Again, I think it's got to be a violation of the fire code to be burning photos in Hooters. Right, Danny?
Plus, it's not going to look good when you come in there and you've got all these, this picture that's clearly been taken with a telephoto without the person knowing that you're taking it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what happened? You're like, well, she moved away to another state.
She caught me taking pictures of her
out and about. I mean, if you're a Hooters waitress, you've got to be concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're by law supposed to contact the authorities at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Do you think that Hooters next year Hooters could go with the come in and sort of like the Build-A-Bear workshop voodoo doll of your ex-girlfriend, that you come in, you build your own voodoo doll, and then there's also some sort of a package where you get wings.
And then you rub sriracha in its eyes.
I think that's what's taking place in the Hooters in Jamaica.
Yeah. Hooters story locally.
Wow.
Yeah. We live well, we're going to live in this teeny tiny town that's very conservative in every aspect. And some high school kids stole a Hooters banner that said Hooters coming spring 2017 or something, and put it up on a construction site on Main Street. And the city exploded, dude. They like rushed town hall to be like, who approved the Hooters in our town? It was so good. I was like, where do you get one of those banners? Do you just get them made or do you have to steal them? Because I would carry that with me everywhere.
Put that on your car. Get rid of your dad's business name on the side, Tyson, yeah, and put Hooters.
Yeah. Hooters also has a quiz that you can take on their website. If you go to hooters.com/shredyourex, you can take their quiz. Then they also tell you like what to do with the picture of your ex. They ask you how long were you together? Yeah. How did the breakup occur? How long since the breakup? Are you a guy or a girl? And then they tell you, either shred it, burn it, bury it, or dart it. And then they give you a coupon for wings. So I don't know who Hooters is really catering to on Valentine's Day with this campaign, Danny.
Here we see another business attracting customers through hate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it the new marketing technique of the 21st century?
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Hooters hasn't attracted customers since the 80s.
Yeah.
This is like some guy, they hired some millennial kid, marketing guy, and he's like, you know what would be so cool? And this is going to be the resurrection of our company. Is we're going to have and it's like not that great of an idea. And they're doing the online quiz. Like they're like, let's BuzzFeed this. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And
you take a quiz.
Yeah.
And then
it tells you what to do.
Tells you what to do. And then you get a coupon for wings.
Yeah. Can you imagine that meeting? And then the guy who comes up with it is the most important guy in the room. So everybody massages his ego by telling him how dope the idea is. And that's how ideas like this come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem is it's going to be hard to find people who have pictures in other places rather than just their phone. Are they going to just smash their phones? Who's got a printer or who goes to the 24-hour?
It's all about the magazine cutouts.
Yeah, it's going to be magazine cutouts, or you're going to have to smash your phone because who has like, oh yeah, look, I've got a picture of my girlfriend in my wallet because I was born in 1955.
Yeah, the same people that went to Hooters in the 80s are going to have pictures of their exes in their wallets.
Yeah, this is a really old photo. We broke up 20 years ago. I'm still not over it. Okay,
she left me when I was in the Navy.
Yeah. Can we get you the usual, Jimmy? Yeah, okay, you know it.
She never let me go to Hooters back then because she assumed all the girls in their promo pictures are the ones working at the restaurants.
Yeah. I don't know. Tyson, you think this is the last go-round for Hooters? 10 years from now, are any Hooters still open?
I really hope not. But, I mean, there's like the seedy underbelly of America that probably like from a distance you like to watch those people and maybe they need something like that to survive.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that I used to feel like I had a better read on these things, but now I don't know what's what anymore, Danny.
So you're thinking they could be the largest corporation in the world come 10 years?
No, I just feel like that maybe it could be like a red state, blue state type thing. Maybe, I don't know, like, you know, how big, you know, the, I don't know, how popular the Hooters are in certain places.
Yeah, I've been to Hooters once and I didn't feel great about it.
Yeah, I did too. I went for a friend's birthday. And I felt like I had to take a bath or strong shower, you know, with very powerful cleaning.
It's one of those.
Not for honest company.
No.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you go into the bathroom to wash your hands. And once you're done washing your hands, you think I should wash my hands. And you're like, no, I just washed my hands, but I feel like I should wash them again.
Yeah.
And you're stuck. It's like a cycle that you can't break of like feeling like you need to wash your hands.
This might be a hot take, but I have to say that I've been to my fair share of Hooters, and I have to say that the food is actually pretty good. I'm gonna look. Call me crazy. I'm not saying
haters over here.
Yeah, you guys are Hooters haters. Food is pretty good. Food is pretty good. You get something like buffalo chicken sandwich. That's pretty good.
Which Hooters location is your favorite, and do you buy T-shirts at each location you visit?
I've been to a number of them, both in New York and California, and the food is always very good.
That's what all loyal Hooter customers say. You go to Hooters food and you read Playboy for the articles, right?
Playboy also has good articles, I want to also say. Like, that's not a joke. In fact, they got rid of the nudity. They just have the articles now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's probably a smart move on their part. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about a story that is coming out of Canada. A lawsuit was filed by the neighbors of a person who has built, much like Tyson wanted to erect in front of a Target, a giant wall, but this is of cow manure. The judge ruled there was no reason for the neighbors to do this other than to make other people miserable.
I think we've just been given a great cheap alternative to building walls out of cement. Huge manure walls.
Yes.
This, guys, is why HOAs have to exist, even though you don't want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is why. Because people will do this. And it's the thing. It's like, if you leave people to their own devices, they're going to come up with this, so you can't.
Yeah. Danny, where did they get all this manure from?
Cow's butt.
Cow's butt?
Well, obviously cows, yes. Tyson has found the source of the manure.
The cow's butts.
But the amount of work they're putting in to build this manure wall really demonstrates, I mean, you have to give them credit for the level of hatred. Again, another story about hate that they have for their neighbors. To spend that much time building a wall of manure.
But isn't the problem with a manure wall that you have a manure wall on your property also?
Yeah, but there's also another problem. Your grass is going to just go gangbusters come spring.
Yeah.
That's so much nutrients. I don't even know if the grass can handle that. So you're kind of doing them a favor.
Yeah, and here's the other thing too, Rob. Manure people can't smell manure. That's the craziest thing. Like, you go to a farm and you're like, this smells like so many cows and horses have all pooped everywhere with pigs mixed in there and goats and everything. They're like, I don't even smell it.
You're the farmer doesn't know that he has it on his boots and hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smell blind.
Yeah. So $17,000 in damages, and they were ordered to keep their animals off the neighbor's property. Now, is manure a good base material for a wall, Tyson?
I think it's an actually pretty poor base for a wall. I think they're going to have to clean that whole thing up or just at least spread it thin everywhere. You know how, like, when you're a little kid and you don't want to eat your vegetables, so you just mush them and spread them all over the plate to make it look like they're mostly gone? That's what these guys are going to have to do with the manure.
But hardened manure, hardened buffalo chips or whatever they call
it. Oh, you can use it as a fire starter.
That could be a good wall building material.
Buffalo chips at Hooters, I also think, are fantastic, Danny.
Rob,
highly recommend.
Rob, we are off the Hooters topic.
Okay.
Rob, do you have one of those cards that gets you free food?
No. Why? How do you?
No, but there's a couple of Survivor contestants that apparently like went to some golf tournament with like the CEO or something.
Yeah.
And they got like a card that was like free food for life at Hooters.
For life? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. I try to eat healthy, Tyson. So, but it is delicious.
Emotionally or physically?
Probably both. Probably both.
Yes.
Yeah. But
well, should we all make a guy's trip and go to Hooters and you can kind of show us the ropes?
I could show you the ropes. Like, believe me, like I'm not like one of these people that's going to Hooters hoping to meet somebody. You know, I just think that they have a good chicken sandwich.
But do you go there by yourself? Like,
no, I've never gone by myself. I don't really go to any restaurants by myself.
That's a great image. Rob there at Hooters by himself.
Bringing my photo of my wife.
Every time.
Yeah,
you got back together and then we broke up again. Do I get the deal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, you got it last week and do I get it again this week? And, you know, how long could you run that scam for the month of February?
Well, I think it's only Valentine's Day.
Oh, just on Valentine's Day and online. So you could double up.
Yeah.
If you can't make it on Valentine's Day, you can get the coupon that will, you should get the, I'm going to get the coupon for you, Rob, because I know you love Hooters.
Okay.
Well, Rob should map out all the Hooters in his area and just try and hit them all on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Oh.
How many times can you eat 20 wings by yourself
in
a day?
I got to see. All right, before we get to our next story, let me just take a moment and thank a sponsor. And you could be a hero this Valentine's Day when you order from Books.com and save 20% for Valentine's Day. That's at Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Save 20% off with the promo code ROB. That's Farm Fresh Flowers from Bouqs.com. They're cut fresh, sourced from sustainable, eco-friendly farms, and Bouqs are a great value. Your flowers are going to last longer, and your money is going to go a longer way. Plus, they've got simple ordering, transparent pricing, and no endless upsells, no additional care and handling fees, no bait and switch product. And with any luck, you won't be burning a photo of your ex like some people had to do because they broke up with their special someone. You are going to be the hero when you order flowers from Bouqs. So save 20% when you order early. Again, free delivery on weekdays when you register at Bouqs.com on Farm Fresh Flowers from Bouqs.com. B-O-U-Q-S.com. Save 20% with promo code ROB. All right. Speaking of things that are hot, like the buffalo wings at Hooters, a highly requested story that flaming hot Cheeto has been found that looks exactly like a gorilla up, and it's being auctioned on eBay. Now, Danny, is this Harambe or is this just any gorilla?
Well, they wanted to attach it to a well-known gorilla in order to increase the price of the Cheeto, but I think it could be any gorilla. Definitely doesn't represent Harambe.
It does look pretty accurate to that photo that is posted side by side, which is impressive. And also probably the reason why it's supposedly selling so well. Have we confirmed that this is a true story?
It is. I'm looking at it right now.
So the winning bid went for, wait for it, $99,000 for the Harambe Cheeto.
Oh my God. Is it one of those things though? Cause I've sold stuff on eBay in the past where you send them the item and they send it back and they're like, it's not exactly what I wanted. You're like, well, it's exactly what I stated on the whole eBay thing.
Right. And you don't really have a legal leg to stand on, I feel like.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. So that actually happened to me once. One time that like I put a signed photo of myself up on eBay for like $10,000 and then somebody bought it and then I was like, oh, okay, well, here we go. And then the guy was like, oh, I just did it as a joke. So technically it sold, but the guy was like, yeah,
that's definitely what happened. $99,000, that's some 13-year-old girl.
It's Cash Me Outside and her friend. Yeah. Like
this is her second 15 minutes coming up right here as it becomes national news.
Yeah. I'm not paying. Cash me outside.
Yeah.
So are you saying that the people who sold the Cheeto are hoes?
Yeah. Cheetos.
Danny, did you know Rob's an impressionist?
I'm learning that today.
Yeah.
I mean, just today? He has a lot of impressions that
I thought for a minute there that Dr. Phil had just called in to our show. And yeah, he was.
No, Rob's a. Yeah, he's
So you go to Hooters every year on Valentine's Day with a picture of your ex?
He's only asking questions like in that, like, wait, I don't understand.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Hey,
let me understand this. Hold on. So the Cheeto looks like Harambe?
You're It's getting worse.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got you by surprise the first time.
I liked it. I liked it every time.
Thank you.
I love Rob's impression.
Thank you, Tyson.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So $100,000 for the Harambe Cheeto, and we'll keep you posted if the sale goes through or if there's another court case.
It'd be crazy if someone like Bill Gates bought it to turn it into a necklace.
Or just to eat it.
Or just to eat. Yeah. Just. I would love that. That would make the story great.
if I won the Powerball, like I thought I would have already done by the time I'm 38.
Bill Gates is so disconnected with the prices of things that he's like, oh, a Cheeto costs $100,000. I guess that makes sense with inflation and all. Yeah. And
honey, does $100,000 seem right for gorilla Cheetos?
Yeah. If it looks like Harambe, sure.
He asks his accountant, whatever, Bill. Right. Yeah. Just buy it.
That's the going rate. Tyson, when you say if you won the Powerball, do you mean that if the giant 2-ton boulder at Target hit your car?
Yeah, and I sued him and got $1 billion.
Yeah. All right. One other gorilla story to touch on this week. Phil Myers sent us this story where they are taking in a Dutch zoo, in order to increase the breeding chances for a female orangutan, they're allowing her to choose her mate by swiping on an iPad in an experiment they're calling Tinder for Orangutans. Danny, is this the better way to go, or should they get the orangutans on Hater?
Pandas are having problems being attracted to other pandas, so they're being shown porn. Now we have orangutans needing to scroll through options. I thought that the animal world was just a hedonistic world of eating and sex.
No, they got to be hot.
They have more restraint than humans when it comes to sexual, activity. Yeah. Who knew?
Well, Tyson, sex is different for them.
Can we coach any of the orangutans on better Tinder photos?
Yeah, but only once we find out what other orangutans are attracted to, because there's a reason that there's a lot of reasons that humans aren't marrying orangutans. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons I would presume is that humans are not necessarily physically attracted to orangutans. So
I know of
what is physically attractive to an orangutan. That's what we have to figure out. And from there, then we can start, manicuring, pedicuring, mm-hmm. haircutting, all the stuff the orangutans love. But until we find out what they love, we can't do very much.
Should we start a Hooters for orangutans?
Mm. Once again, not until we know.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what a daddy issue is in orangutan world. And now, until then, you're not going to get an employee.
Now, Danny, here's the thing. So if we Danny, now if we strike up a conversation between two of the orangutans on Tinder, is it socially acceptable for a male orangutan to send the female orangutan inappropriate photos? Does she want that?
You're talking about genitalia.
Is that a turn on for the orangutan?
That's up to each individual orangutan is going to have their own personal preferences. And if some are into monkey junk, then,
that'd be it.
Pick for pick, they call that.
Going to judge them, but we won't know until they start sending more and more pictures of their genitalia. What I wonder is, how did they decide which zookeeper was going to hand over their iPad to an orangutan?
Maybe they bought one for the zoo.
You would hope so, right? Because you're probably going to not get that iPad back in decent condition. It's going to be covered in orangutan juice.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Half and half.
It's crazy that we kind of have two stories about big red balls today.
Well, this story hasn't gotten there yet.
Danny, do they do this on an 8-pad?
Well, that might be an opportunity for you to manufacture some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get in touch with China and see if we can get some 8-pads made with Gorilla Glass 5.
Yeah. Oh.
Is this going to make all the other animals at the zoo more selective? They're going to see what's going on here. And they'll be like, look, you're not just going to throw someone in my cage.
Yeah. I'm shutting it down. They're going to just get the same rights that orangutans get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giving them too much choice?
I think we need to get all of the orangutans off social media. I think that we need to get them back just like interacting with each other.
Probably put them back in the wild where they have a wide selection.
But then how will we see them at zoos?
Yeah.
Well, set up drones and webcams.
Okay.
The virtual reality goggles, sure.
Yeah. I mean, put them back out in the wild where the choices are the equivalent of like a 65-year-old Bob.
No, you can't put them in the wild.
Well, because we've already ruined them by keeping them in captivity.
Yeah, once they've been on
humans
Tinder.
Humans will destroy the rest of them, and then we won't have any to fall back on, like the California condor.
By the way, it's not surprising that they're not horny. They sit in a glass case all day. It's hard to get all,
staring at ugly, hairless apes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard to get all juiced up I can think of only the dirtiest terms. If you're an animal that's just trapped all day being stared at, I mean, think about that, Rob.
Yeah.
Think about you going to IKEA, covered in, you know, a little glass case, and then they just throw in a woman. Are you going to be, you know, excited for that?
Now, the IKEA in Burbank is right next to the Hooters over there also.
So they'll bring you some wings.
Yeah.
To help get you into the process.
So hold on. So I live in an IKEA, and would I be sexually aroused? That's the question.
Yeah. After 20 hot wings and they just throw in a girl at random.
I mean, probably.
While everybody else is walking by and viewing you. Well, maybe, I mean, I just think that it's just not the area that's the cage isn't conducive to.
I think they give them privacy if they're trying to get them to breed. I don't think they're doing that like during visiting hours.
They pipe in some Barry White and put on some candles and set up a bubble bath.
Sure.
When I was in Florida at Wild Kingdom, they had just had a baby orangutan, and they couldn't like find out the gender of the orangutan. Mm. And I was like, I know how to tell the gender of orangutans. And all the zookeepers like perked up. And I was like, you just got to look at their genitalia. And they like, ugh, this guy, we've been trying to do that for the last 2 weeks and we can't get a look at it.
So what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I didn't know how. That's all I knew was like, if you can get me a look between the legs, I can tell you if it's a boy or a girl.
Tyson showed the orangutan its genitalia.
He's yeah. Like, Do you know, like a trade in elementary school where it's like,
right. Well, I think
my pants all down yours.
When the orangutan sets up their Tinder profile, I think that you can check on Tinder to see if it'll say whether it's a man or a woman.
Oh.
So there's easy ways to check now. You don't have to go through the process.
I'm interested in seeing how this turns out. I bet you Tinder for orangutans will be way more tame than Tinder for humans.
And hater for orangutans.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're going to have hater too?
They should.
Yeah, I think so. And they're just like, zoos hate.
Because a lot of us hate like even handling our own feces, let alone like eating it and then vomiting it back up.
Yeah. Why, they do but that?
Orangutans love that.
They do?
I watched a show at a zoo once where an orangutan puked up and then ate its puke.
Yeah.
And it was like a constant cool thing that it was doing.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think in the jungle, that orangutan isn't going to have the body issues that it has in the zoo, seeing all these scrawny, compared to them, these scrawny, naked white apes.
Who's that? The
and
people?
It gives them these issues.
Yeah. People.
Okay. All right. Danny, what do you got in the bolt hole?
I got one great story. Tyson, I know I talk about you a lot when I'm looking into the bolt hole. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think the bolt hole always reminds me of you.
And it probably always will, even after I die.
You like to swim, you know, and we've talked about several times about the world of mermaids, yes. Right? There was the mermaid restaurant. And I don't know if you guys know this, but there is actually a mermaid convention.
Oh, what's it called?
They're called, first of all, the people who attend this convention are called merfolk,
right?
So it's a mermaid convention where merfolks get together to talk.
That's not
about
as catchy as brony.
No, actually not at all.
Merfolk,
and there are 1,000 merfolk across America who embrace the lifestyle completely, right? And it says in the article they make a living charging up to $250 an hour for attend parties, and they've even been flown to exotic locations
such as Indiana.
It says Australia.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty exotic.
Yeah.
Also, their costumes can cost up to $6,000 and weigh up to 50 pounds.
Wow.
But it's not paradise. It is not as dreamy as it looks like underwater, because it turns out that Mermania, which is the festival,
okay,
actually is full of controversy and fighting. I guess that they're super catty. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but
that's a mermaid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mermaids actually are not friendly. There's a lot of infighting. There's a lot of bullying. And it's just not quite the idyllic society that we had all hoped it would be. Because it looks so peaceful, right? When they're swimming.
So Disney's portrayal of mermaid life is incorrect. Little Mermaid is not. Or maybe Little Mermaid is. There's aspects of it where there's controversy.
I'm sure there's some, but.
Yeah. Remember that octopus lady?
What's the controversy?
She stole the girl's voice.
Yeah, but how's that controversial? That just is like the plot of the movie.
Well, yeah, but they both got upset at each other.
Yeah, they were contested. And they were heated.
Yeah, just like these manias.
Yeah.
Okay, go on, Danny.
So, guys, I don't know, Tyson. Maybe this is something in your future. You want to become a merman. I don't know if they allow those. I'm not seeing any pictures of mermans. Yeah.
Oh, it's just women?
I just want you to know that if you're going to get into this world, you're going to have to develop a thick scale-like skin in order to fend off just the harsh words, the bullying. That's
like thicker scales than fish or about that thick?
It depends. Are all fish scales equal?
Probably not.
Probably want more like a whale-like skin.
Yeah.
Than
what about a shark skin suit?
Oh, yes. Yes, a shark skin suit. Because it's a rough and tumble world at Mermania.
Yeah. I'm not into the mermaid thing at all.
No? I would go to the Mermania just to like witness it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. And I wouldn't travel. You could
get sucked into the drama if you went.
You think I would?
Maybe. It seems like it's pretty. It's a convention that takes place in Greensboro.
Okay. Maybe we could do a remote. Too far to travel.
Oh, okay. Let's
or send a correspondent there, maybe. I think we have some North Carolina listeners.
Oh. Yeah, they should go.
You don't want to do Guys Trip 2017, Mermania?
We could do better. We could do better.
Okay.
There's a lot of conventions Mermania. To go to. I think this one belongs at the top of the list, though, in terms of how interesting it would be.
So far, it's the only one we've got on the list for 2017.
All right. Well, great news AFing today. I think that we got to the bottom of a lot of very interesting stories here. And I'm excited to get reactions from the listeners as well, especially people who are only learning about Cash Me Outside for the first time.
That's me.
We AFed pretty hard.
Yeah, we definitely did. Tyson, what's next for you today?
I'm going to go get free breakfast at the hotel.
Okay.
Shaka. And I'm going to go check out their beach here. And then if it's not up to my standards, which I have high standards of ocean, then we're going to head down the road to a different beach.
Like a true merman.
True merman.
Uh-oh. Shaka Tyson is back.
Shaka Tyson.
Shaka Tyson is
every
back,
year,
guys.
Shaka Tyson season.
Yeah.
At least once a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kirsten in the chat is really pushing for the hate volcano that spewed from Danny.
Do you have a recording of it, or maybe we could get Daniel, the owner of the Indian restaurant?
The hashtag. Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Okay. Danny, are you ashamed to be a trending topic on Twitter?
If you want to call me the hate volcano, I'm fine. But right now, I'm a dormant volcano.
Just waiting to erupt out both ends.
Exactly.
I believe hate volcano is also the flavor of Cheeto that the Harambe Cheeto was.
Yeah.
The hate volcano is what comes out after you've eaten the flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
How much do you think Cheetos pays their artists to sculpt these masterpieces?
Oh, probably a lot. A ton.
Probably. Okay. So Mermania and Hooters.
Yes.
Do you want to do Hooters breakfast and lunch? And then Mermania.
I don't think they do breakfast. I think you could do maybe a brunch, get like a Bloody Mary or something like that. But I don't think that they serve breakfast at Hooters.
Okay. Well, Hooters is on, bro. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay. Tyson, you have any reviews, or you want to wait until you're back on the mainland?
I have a review right now.
Okay.
Sweet.
Reviews come into us every week. NewsAF.news.
Well, not every week.
Some weeks.
Weeks you want our hearts to break a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't leave us reviews.
Also, special thanks to our NewsAF intern, Lita, who does a fantastic job of compiling the stories that we get in our Facebook group, Group AF, and then also at tips@newsaf.news.
Shock elites. Okay. Here we go. AF 5 stars by Kodjo or Kodjo 25. February 1st, 2017. This is shockingly funny. Yeah. I mean, is it really shocking? Maybe to some.
Yeah, if you didn't know.
Are you still reading the review?
That was it. This is shockingly funny.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What kind of a shock? Like an electric shock?
That's what we don't know. Or like Joe, 25. Mm-hmm. What kind of shock?
Like, I thought it would suck, but it doesn't suck as much as I thought it was going to.
There's a difference. There's a good shock and there's bad shock. Like finding out you got a car when you went to the Oprah show. That's a good shock.
Good shock.
Bad shock.
You have to pay the taxes, which is 40% of the car. Yes. That's the bad shock.
Yes, excellent. So which one? You know, is it winning the car or paying the taxes?
I mean, it's a 5-star review, so I'm assuming it's a good shock.
It's a good shock. Yeah. A good shock. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, special thanks also to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. Thanks again for your hard work, Scott, getting News AF out to the masses. Of course, you could follow Danny. He is at Danny Bryson on Twitter. Danny, do you want feedback from the audience whether you should get a hat or not for next week?
I will be wearing a hat next week. I don't think there's any doubt. It's the morning time. I need my hat.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
And Tyson, have you missed your drop crotch pants this week?
No, I haven't been wearing them recently anyways, but I realized that I can't wear them at all.
I'm wearing drop crotch pants right now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Me.
Great stuff.
I'm jealous of both of you.
Follow Tyson.
You guys are both older than me. How are you wearing drop crotch pants right now?
Because I have confidence, Tyson. I'm a confident.
The number one fashion accessory. Yeah. Confidence.
Yep.
That's good.
Then why are you wearing them, Rob?
I always wear them. I wear them under regular pants.
Oh, God. You're like a never nude except for with the drop crotch pants.
That's right. All right. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Anything else?
Nope.
That's it.
All right. That'll do it. You can watch the video of this anytime at youtube.newsaf.news. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Shaka bros. We did it.